There was this story I've been told about a man living alone in a deserted area, no neighbors. And so this man has a great faith in God. He believes in God and have great faith in God. So one day, a siren came, or a siren went off, I should say. It was a warning that a typhoon would come. And there will be, I don't know if it's the hurricane or just rain. And so he said, oh, it's okay. Then God will save me from this. God will provide me help. Okay? And so the rain came, the hurricane came, then came the flood. So it flooded his first floor already. And then came a boat. A man was trying to help him, and he said, come, jump on the boat, we'll save you. And the man said, no, I trust my God. I have faith in God. He will save me. And so the man stayed in his home. And then more rain came and flooded his house. And he was on the top of his rooftop. Then came a helicopter. And the helicopter said, come, join us. We will save you. And the man said, no, I trust God. I have hope in God that He will save me. And you know the end of the story. He died because he didn't listen to any one of those people who wants to help him. And so when he met God, he asked God, I always trust you. I always listen to you. I always have this great faith for you. But how come you didn't send any help? And God told him, I did. I told the firemen to ring the siren. I told someone to pick you up in a boat. And lastly, I asked that someone get in a helicopter and pick you up. But you didn't listen. Listening is the hardest part of our faith. Listening. Because we just want to hear what we want to hear. Like for example, when we were children, our parents will tell us what to do. Our parents would ask us to help them. Or our parents would say, hey, this is not good, this is bad. But do we listen? Or did we listen to our parents? It is not that our parents was so, you know, into us that they want the power of being parents over their children. But no, because they love us. They love their children. And they only want the best for them. But did we listen? Sometimes not, sometimes yes. Another example, when we became adult, right? So we think we know everything in life. And so when our parents, who's in old age already, and come to us, no, that's not the right decision. And you will tell, no, I'm doing the right thing. And then we didn't listen again. Remember, there is always a wisdom behind old age. It is not that, you know, it is not that they become old and then just set them aside. No. Experience comes within them. Experience comes within them. All we need to do is listen, listen, and listen. And this is the gospel today. It's not about the rich man or Lazarus. It's all about listening. Because, come to think of it, the rich man did go to the netherworld because of his wealth? No. Definitely not. It's not a sin to be a millionaire or a billionaire. It's not. But what is it that made, or what is it that the rich man went to the netherworld? Remember, the key word here is he asks Abraham for Lazarus to dip his water, to dip his finger to the water and touch his tongue. Maybe, or perhaps, he said something bad. That's why he went to the netherworld. Another example is probably he was a rich man, but here, outside of his house, there's a poor man named Lazarus. Did he help him? Probably not. But this, all of this help, this love of brothers, this love of parents, this love of our neighbor was given to them by the prophets already. But did they listen? No. And so are we today, my brothers and sisters. Are we ready to really listen? Because sometimes when we need help, help comes. But only we accept that help if we only believe it. Or that's what we want to hear. But if somebody came to us and said, "Hey, you don't do that. You must do this." Instantly, hey, I know what I'm doing, right? You'll tell yourself, "Yeah, I know what I'm doing." But if someone told you something that you already believe, then you said, "Oh yes, thank you for that advice. Thank you for that advice. I'll take it." We only take the words of other people when we want to. We only take the words of other people when we want to and when we believe it too. So my brothers and sisters, listening, it is a skill. It is something that we ought to learn from the beginning until our death. So, Jesus Christ is now urging us to listen to Him and to Him alone.